Father, we thank you again for your goodness. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit that is here. We thank you for utterance. And we ask, Lord, that as we speak and as we have this conversation, you would make it spiritual and you will make it effective. Let everyone under the sound of my voice leave here better, leave here changed, leave here lifted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to make a statement and then we'll get into the scripture and we'll just run. Please, I want you to listen today with your heart because you would really, really be blessed. As you're walking with God, one of the things that you must settle in your heart is that there are things that only God can do. Amen. Now, it sounds very simple and very basic. But do you really believe that there are things that only God can do? Do you really believe that? If we really, really believe that, I think that the energy that we use to follow this God and chase after this God or this Jesus will be 1,000 times more than where we're putting it now. But if you forget everything that I say this morning, please remember this, that there are things that only who can do? Only God. The devil, that one, is a very useless person. He can't do many things. He's just copies. For example, we've said it before. Do you know that the devil cannot create anything? Have you thought about that before? He can't create anything. Amen. God is the creator. In fact, Jesus has so stripped the devil of everything that he had that all that he's left with now is the ability to suggest. Do you understand that? That's all he really has, the ability to suggest. Don't you think you should do like this? Don't you think you should do like this? And then you begin to consider it and you find yourself in trouble. But anyway, that's not the crux of our conversation this morning. So there are things that only God can do. Is this simple enough? And one of the things that only God can do, I'm getting into my message now. One of the things that only God can do is that only God can call you. Amen. Only God can do what? Call you. And I'm not just talking about fivefold ministry and all of that. That's part of it, but that's not the bigger picture. Because only God knows your name. Amen. Amen. And your name is not first the Yoruba name that you have now, or the Igbo name that you have now, or the English name that you have now. Amen. Amen. Name in scripture, first of all, speaks of identity. Hallelujah. So please stay with me. This is very, very important. So I've said that there are things that only God can do. Do we all agree? And in this season, that understanding should really, really dawn on you so that you will not waste your time, so that you will not waste resources. There are things that only God can do. The psalmist said, give us, for example, the psalmist said, give us help from trouble. Why? It says, vain is the help of man. Amen. So there are things that only God can do. And one of those things we're looking at this morning is that only God can call your name. And today you are going to hear your name again. And you will respond accordingly. Only God can call your name. And basically what pastors do, or what your spiritual father does, is that he tunes his ear or his spirit to God, and then he just re-echoes that name. That's why no man, if God has not called you anything, for example, there's no man that can call you that thing. They'll just be wasting their time. Let's take ministry, for example. If God has not called you to ministry, if they like, let them empty 50 liters of Goya oil on your head. Amen. It won't work. So only God calls, only God knows your name, and God is the only one that can call your name. And every other person that will be able to call that name has to be somebody or people that are connected to God. And as you begin to deconstruct that name, one of the components in that name is honor. Now let's go to the scripture. Psalm 49 verse 20. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Please be here. Oh, you know, this is our life, and this is where we engage from. So please be here. Wherever your mind is, just call it back. Hallelujah. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like what? The beasts that perish. Amen. A man who is in what? Honor yet does not understand is like the beasts that perish. So he's saying that whatever God calls you, that you don't really appreciate, or has not really formed the core of your identity, it says that you are like the beasts that perish. You will struggle like every other person. You will not, this Christianity will always be a struggle and a very, very huge puzzle to you. Because contained in your name is even everything that you would be doing for the rest of your life, at least on this side of eternity. Hallelujah. So God calls your name. This is so important, because there are many of God's people, the Bible says they are in honor, but they don't understand. And he says that they are like the beasts that perish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another reason this is important is because there is now a timidity, or a kind of fear, that is evil after God has called your name. There's a kind of fear that you will still retain that will be evil when God has called your name. For example, when the angel appeared to Gideon, he said, the first thing the angel said to Gideon, he says, mighty man of valor, in Judges chapter 6. But Gideon was not having any of that. There are still many of us here. What God calls you, you've not really come to terms with it. And this is the root of low self-esteem. You just feel you are not good enough. You just feel God can never use you to achieve anything great. You need to repent. Amen. After you have heard your name, there is a fear that you retain that is still evil. And you can't really say that you are walking with God. Is this simple enough? So let's read Judges chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.' And Gideon said to him," and this is how many of us are, "'Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.' Then the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?' So he said to him, 'O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.'" Now watch this. It says, And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall do what? Defeat the Midianites as one man." Amen. Now, this is a big deal. Why will he be able to defeat the Midianites as one man? His name. He's originally a mighty man of valor. But he didn't understand it. And that's what the Bible is saying in Psalm 49, that a man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beasts that perish. If you get this, you will be fine. You won't be. There are still many people that are looking for what is not lost all over the place because they don't understand that they are in honor. Amen. The scripture says that whom God called, he justified. Whom he justified, he did what? Don't look at me like that now. Don't you read your Bible? He glorified. Amen. So you see that. But you see, there's first of all a calling. And remember I said only God can call you. Amen. Now men may be able to flash you, but they can't really call. Amen. Because they don't know your name to start with. Hallelujah. That's why you can only hear your name when you come to a church like this. Many of you are in this church, for example, because you came and you heard your name. Many of you call Pizak Papi because he called your name. He may not know your name physically, but he called your name and something connected. Hallelujah. And every time you come, you hear your name and you do life from your name. Amen. Anybody that you call father that doesn't know your name is a useless father. Leave him alone and look for another father. Amen. That's the number one. Father is not just like this, Don't you know I'm your father? You know, there are people that harass you with all those kind of things. But you don't know my name. How can you be my father? Do you know that your name is the first parameter for obedience? Because when you don't know your name, or when you discard your name, not just that you would take wrong actions, your whole life will be wrong. Because you are running another man's race. Do you understand this?
Yes,
and in this season, these are some of the things that God is calling us back to. A man who is in honor. This is the real honorable, not the useless one of Nigerian politicians. There's nothing honorable about them. But you see, they like to answer honorable. I don't know what that means. Honorable so and so. Honorable so and so. But you look at their life, there's nothing honorable. Hallelujah. You are in honor. And if you understand this, there will be a holy confidence about you. There is a humility that is false. A lot of people still don't understand humility. Humility is not that I am nothing. Do you understand? Because the day you know that you are something, you might misbehave. Hallelujah. Humility is that I am something. God has made me something. God has given me an identity. But that identity does not distort what God is doing. The Bible says Jesus, who is our perfect example of humility, it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery. That's big English. If you don't understand that English, please don't just be quoting it. Go and look for a simpler translation. And the paraphrase of that scripture is that even though Jesus was God, it didn't stop him from coming to do what God wanted him to do. That's the summary. Okay? He could have said, I'm God. Why do I have to come and die for this useless people? Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand this? A man who is in honor but does not understand it. So I feel that God will have me tell someone this morning, fellowship a little bit more with your name. Amen. And let it dawn on you. Hallelujah. Don't allow natural limitations hinder what God will have you do for him. And again, we're not talking fivefold. There are some of you here that have never heard your, there might be one or two of us here that have never really heard your name. Please keep coming to church. One day you would hear your name. Keep following Jesus. One day you would hear your name. Am I confusing you? So you are in honor. And whatever name that God calls you, when you begin to deconstruct it, one of the major components there is honor. There is a level of shyness that is evil. Amen. Imagine Pisac was shy to answer the call of God on his life. Some of us will be at the shrine this morning. Femi shrine. Amen. Some of us may not even be alive anymore. Do you understand this? Because if you don't understand your name, to step in, it does, if you like, sing, I'm stepping into portion, sing it 10 times. You will not step in anywhere. Amen. Amen. Portions, portions, portions. No portion anywhere. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're in that season now. We're stepping into portions. Everybody here has an assignment from God. And if you've not heard your name, you will struggle. When you don't, in school, for example, when you don't understand your assignment, what will you do? You either start the class or you copy. Amen. It's one of those things. You either start the class or you copy. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must hear your name. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beasts. That look at the word the Bible uses, beasts that perish. That's the price for not understanding your name or for not appreciating your name. Hallelujah. So there is a shyness that is evil. Amen. Let me use myself as an example. Naturally speaking, I know many of you may not believe, but I'm a bit shy. I love my company. I can be in my room for 1 week and I'm in heaven. All of you can key yourselves. That's your, once I have internet, the AC is working, I'm in heaven. It doesn't matter the price of the dollar. It doesn't matter what is happening around. You understand? But that shyness does not interfere with anything divine that God wants me to do. Do you understand that? In fact, sometimes I feel like it's what psychologists call bipolar, because once is God, it's a different person totally. And when I say once is God, it's not always that I'm hearing God's voice. So sometimes it's just one phone call from Pizak, and then we're pumped up. Amen. Until that thing is done, we won't rest. What are you using shy to do? Some of you, I'm shy. You are not stepping into anything. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a humility that is false. Because as you begin to execute divine will, one of the things you would meet on the way is intimidation. And if you've not settled all of this, what God calls you, you will stumble. You will have issues. Amen. Amen. And you might end up perishing. God forbid. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us flow from this identity. There is a name that God calls you. And again, I want to say, today you would hear your name. Amen. Amen. Anybody that you are following that is not, you know what Paul said? Paul said, then I will know even as I am known. Amen. He says we see in the mirror dimly. But he says that a time is coming that he will know even as he is known. Known by who? God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But what many people call humility is that God calls you something and you say, I'm not that thing. And you think that's humility. No. A man that is in honor yet does not understand. That lack of understanding is disrupting what, how God wants you to flow from that name that he's calling you. Hallelujah. And he says it's like the beasts that will perish. In Genesis 17, verse 5, the Bible tells us that God changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham. Now, Abram was good enough because Abram means high and exalted one. But he wasn't the destiny. And God changed it to Abraham. And you all know what Abraham means. Father of many. Or father of many nations. And every time he heard that, it formed his identity. Amen. Amen. Remember, I'll repeat again. When God has called your name, there is a shyness after that that is evil. There is a fear after that that is evil. Yes, and it will cut you off, yes, from everything that is divine. Yes. And you'll just be confessing, I'm stepping in. You are not stepping in anywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. A man that is in honor. If God has called you husband, for example, and all you can highlight is all your failed relationships, you are going to be a very, very useless husband. Yeah. Do you understand that? If God has called you wife, and all you remember is maybe the abortions you have done, you are likely to do more harm in that marriage than good. Yes, amen. There is a name that God calls you. Ask your neighbor, do you know your name? Do you know your name? Amen. And if you don't know your name, you must hear your name, or you must follow. And I said, for those of us that came late, I said that your name first is not the Yoruba name that you have or the Igbo name that you have. There is an identity in the spirit that God calls you. And this is what Father, this is the first. Do you know that God is the first person that affirms you? And then every other person that is godly does the same. But any affirmation outside God's affirmation, you are going to land in a place that is not desirable. Hallelujah. And Pesach has said once that in a local assembly like this, you hear your name. And that's why you keep coming. If you go to a church and they are trying to call you a name that God has not called you, what do? You run as far as your legs can carry you till you find where they are calling your name. Amen. Amen. When pastor says, for example, let me preach to you, what do you think he's saying? One of the things he's saying is calling forth. There's a witness. And you know, you can't call forth what is not there. You will waste your time. You will waste the people's time. After a while, everybody's confused. And we don't know who is really in charge. Is it God? Is it man? Is it Satan? Hallelujah. So, a man that is in honor, you are in honor. Honor is not something that you are looking for outside. They may not be calling you honorable, but you are honorable. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that should be your default state. Because God is, at least everybody here, if you are truly a member of this, if you've been with us for some time, or if you've been with God for some time, God is speaking to your heart. There are things you know that it's time to come into. And there is a useless kind of shyness that would just mess everything up. Imagine you know you should preach to somebody, for example, and you say you are shy. What is the eternal value of that shyness? Amen. I know sometimes it's as urgent as if you don't talk to this person now, this person is going to die. Do you understand that? And then you now hear the person died, you now say you won't eat for 1 week. That's medicine after death. Amen. If you knew that you won't eat for 1 week, it should have gingered you when that command was coming. Do you understand this? So, you have a name. And as you begin to deconstruct that name, one of the major components there is honor. So you have to be okay. Hallelujah. No, stay in God's affirmation. Stay in the affirmations of your pastor or spiritual father. Stay in the affirmations of your community till low self-esteem leaves you alone. Because you can't accomplish anything significant with a low self-esteem. Now, low self-esteem is not a psychological concept. It is real. And if that demon grips you, there is nothing that God tells you that will resonate with you. Amen. So you have to deal with low self-esteem. People don't count it as one of their enemies or one of their giants, but it's more of an enemy than the witches in your village. Hallelujah. Low self-esteem is terrible. Fear is terrible. Hallelujah. Do you know people take joy, for example, in the fact that they are paranoid and they speak all kinds of English around it? But paranoid people most of the time are not secure people. And you want to be a father one day. Biological, spiritual. Do you know if you have a paranoid spiritual father, for example, you can never be greater than him. Because he's monitoring every move. The day is looking like your star is about to. Have you heard, let's dim his light before? Have you heard that phrase? It's shining too bright. Let's dim the light. And this is where it's all emanating from. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. You will wonder, things will be very, very difficult. Every assignment, and you know, I was saying it jokingly before, and I want to say it again. When you either don't understand your assignment, physical school now, or you've not done your assignment, what do? You copy, or you run away, or you miss the class, or you just look for a way to start one demonstration so that there won't be class that day. But the real crisis is that you've not done your assignment. In fact, not just that you've not done it, you don't have capacity. If the lecturer now says, okay, I'm watching you now, I'm giving you 30 minutes, do this assignment in my front and submit. Some people will urinate on themselves because there's nothing in their head. Spiritually, it's like that as well. If you don't understand, it says, yet does not understand. It describes a state of a soul. It describes a state of mind. It says the man is in honor, but he doesn't understand. It says it's like the beasts that perish. I want to encourage us in this season, let's go for understanding. When we talk boldness, for example, there should be nothing too big for you to reach out for. There should be nothing that God has shown you, at least it has appeared in your space. Let's leave the ones that have not yet appeared. At least it has appeared in your space that you are not reaching out for. Do you understand this? And this informs some of how we do church. We're in honor. God has called us to do big things. We can say we're shy. We don't want people to talk. We don't want people to abuse us. The only thing with that is whether you do or not, they will still abuse you. So why don't you do? And then at least you will know that you did something. Because if you did not do and they still abuse you, you are going to feel very, very terrible. And then you now start looking for who will counsel you, that you are depressed. You are not a serious person. Hallelujah. Amen. So please hear your name. Hear your name. As you are calling Pastor Papi, I'm going to go there again. The name that he calls you, how much of it have you stepped into? Or you just believe he's just talking. Maybe he's happy. And then he calls you. I know there are some of us, he will call you on your phone. You say, this. You may never have thought about it before or whatever, but God put it in his spirit. How much of that have you fellowshipped with? How much of that has formed your identity? Remember again, for those of us that came late, I said there are things that only God can do. Only God can call you. Only God knows your name. And only God can call that name. And then every other person that calls that name has a connection with God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why pastor is not just pastor. There is always a difference between a pastor who is connected to God and a pastor who is not connected to God. And one of the signs that a pastor is not connected to God, you would call people different names. Amen. Amen. And there'll be a lot of confusion in the atmosphere. And people will not have a strong sense of identity. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the first thing that a father does. Identity, whether it's biological, whether it's God the Father, whether it's your spiritual father. So you now begin to see the evil in choosing a spiritual father, for example, because of clout. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of those people, they don't know those people. In fact, not just that they don't know, they are not willing to know. But the one that knows and is constantly calling you, affirming you, retracing your steps, you don't take him seriously. You say he's not on TV. He's not popular. Such destinies too will not be on TV. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Of course, that's on a lighter note. But you get this. So when you've heard your name, don't do as if you've not heard your name. Flow in that identity. Because your name is the basis for your activities. It's the basis for your movements. It's the basis for your running around, moving up and down. I said earlier, your name is the first parameter for obedience. Because if that understanding is cloudy, every other thing will be cloudy. Hallelujah. Amen. And in this season, you must hear your name. You must understand that you are in honor. And if there's anything that Jesus is a master at doing, it's in calling your name. He knows your name. You know, we sing the songs. He knows your name. How many of you believe God knows your name? Not first of all the Yoruba one that you have. Oh. He knows that one too. But if he calls you that one, and that's all that is in your head, you are not necessarily going to do your assignment very well. Or you are not necessarily going to flow in divine power and authority and all of that. So as I begin to tie it up, let me zero in on fear and shyness and all of that. And would use, let's go back to Gideon's story. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday in the service, Pastor was telling us that there are people that, I'm paraphrasing, there are people that may not be able to boldly say three things that God is doing now in this season of their life. Okay? And one of the things that God is doing, let me help you. One of the things in most of us here, or as a church, one of the things that God is doing in your life now is that He's calling you to begin to build capacity according to the name that He has called you. He's calling you to step into those ordinations that He has set aside for you. Amen. Amen. If you understand this, you won't be too bothered when people say you are ambitious. Amen. Amen. It is people that either have not heard their name, or they are not even interested in knowing their name, or they have abandoned it at some point, that turn to antagonists later. Do you understand? Because when you hear your name, it gives you energy. A lot of things disappear. It helps your focus. A man who is in honor. You are in honor. And if you forget everything today, remember this. You are in honor. I'm believing God that one of the things I trust God is that there is no body, there is no member of this house, for example, that would have a terrible low self-esteem. Do you understand? When people say, I don't have hope, what are they saying? I don't believe I'm anybody. And one of the first things that, if there is truly a father spirit in this house, if there's truly a father's anointing in this house, it gives hope. Amen. Yeah. It gives hope. This is also the basis of dealing with impossibilities, quote and unquote. Amen.
Amen.
Because you've heard your name. You know that you are in honor, and there is no extent that you are not willing to go for God. So the next time you say you are shy, you better know what you are saying. Amen. You can just say it to play, but make sure there is nothing divine that is at stake.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I asked the question before Pizza came. I will ask again. Imagine Pizza was shy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us wouldn't be here.
Yes.
Not just that some of us wouldn't be here, some of us would no longer be alive.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
On a Sunday like this, you know where you can be. Hallelujah. And the irony is that you don't even, you know, if you are there and you feel bad, but you believe that you are enjoying, that you are the finest thing to happen to this world. But if you truly see yourself, you are dirty and everything that is negative. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a shyness that is evil. There is a humility that is false. Be careful. Be careful of false humility. This is the reason why some people, you know, there are people that are very good in appreciating what is outside. But once it's coming close to you, it's not good enough. Amen.
Amen.
All the prophecies about the great things that God wants to do, you have never pictured yourself. It can never be you. Amen.
Amen.
That's an evil heart. And you need to repent. Deal with the tendency of when God is talking to us, you are looking at far people, far places. It gives room for a lot of misbehavior. Many of us, if we don't preach now, some people will not be saved. If you don't step into what God is calling you to step into now, a lot of things will be destroyed. And it's that serious. But it begins by understanding that you are in honor. What is understanding? Deep insight. It's a very deep knowing that guides your life. You don't have to say it. For example, let's use this church for example. The things that power this church or this ministry, and 90-100% of the things we do, Pizza doesn't have to say it every Sunday. Do you understand? In fact, many times you have, it's till you come close, then you begin to see. You may not even preach about it, but it's a software somewhere. The day anything tampers with that software, you will see another manifestation, and it will not be godly. Do you understand this? So that's what we're saying, yet does not understand. It's not every day you say, well, I'm in honor. No, yeah, most likely you are not in honor. Do you understand? But the way you carry yourself, the way you think, the way you operate, the way you do your things, your signature. Amen. It's a software that powers you. At this level, you are not struggling to have faith. A lot of things are settled. What is settled in your heart? You have to be fine. You have to be okay. Hallelujah. For example, prophetically, we've been saying it, but let me use two recent meetings or two recent times to buttress what I want to say. At the last SOD, for those of us that will remember, Pastor began to tell us that God is not necessarily raising the next big man of God. It's a company. And then the last prophetic convocation, this conversation has been on, but these last two meetings, the last prophetic convocation, it was echoed again. Now, if God is raising a company, I don't know how you think, but what is one of the implications of that? It means that some people will not shine in court. Shine as we know it. Do you understand? Because one of the things that has hindered the work of God is that everybody wants to. But we don't even understand what shine means. You understand? But everybody wants to be in front. But if it's a company, it means that company is company. It means that there are many people that we won't even know their name.
Yes, sir.
God knows them.
Yes.
The company knows them.
Yes.
The people that they are blessing and servicing knows them. But they won't necessarily be popular.
Yes.
If you have not settled some of these things, you will struggle. You will give us problem. You would slow us down. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know there are churches where one of the major problem there is that pastor is always preaching every Sunday. Now you know that those ones are not, they are not serious. They are not serious people. Is that the issue? Amen. But I'm telling you, there are churches where that is the major problem. There's no roster for the other pastors. And those are the kind of churches where the day you now make the mistake and give them the mic, you will need another 2 months to correct. Because the spirit is wrong.
Yes.
You know, there are people that can collect the mic now, abuse everybody. You have 40 minutes to preach. You use 38 minutes. God bless you, amen. Abuse everybody. And then 2 minutes to say what you want to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody is edified. Nobody is blessed. And demons are rampage. Amen. Because by the time people don't know their name, this is the importance of a godly home, for example. You start hearing your name from, if you do your job well as parents. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of people that we call father biologically, they are just essentially sperm donors. They've not done any identity work. You understand? And then they'll now leave that for the pastor. But we thank God. It's part of the miracles. It's part of the things that God does. But the implication of a godly home, when we say don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, the confusion that can come out from that union, your soul cannot handle it. Amen.
Amen.
Can you imagine you want to go this way? The wife says, we want to go this way. After a while, what will happen? Somebody's hand will cut or we'll go our separate ways. The children will have to choose. If they are not in the spirit, they go south or they go another totally different way. And the confusion continues. So a godly home is that it's in that home you begin to hear your name. You hear your name. You hear your name. And there is always a difference. There is always a difference when you check. Don't play with identity. Don't play with esteem issues. What is esteem? Sense of value. Sense of love. I mean, remember I told you, humility is not that I am nobody. The day you know that you are somebody, you will misbehave. Amen. But you are somebody, but who you are does not affect. God is still able to work with that and move. Do you know there are pastors, for example, that can pastor strength? They can pastor strong people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you're a member of this house, you are blessed. Because you have leaders that are not insecure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is a blessing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is there any of you, I'm closing now, but have you been blessed? Is there any of you that has been around PZAC, for example, that doesn't feel like you can fly? Amen. Hallelujah. And that anointing is flowing. If you come around me too, for example, if you can't drive and you come around me, I would encourage you. I'm not like Tunde that doesn't believe that women cannot drive. Tunde needs to repent. Tunde does not believe that women cannot drive. And I'm saying it on live recording now. Let all the women in this church do something about it. Amen. He does not believe that women can drive. And he's always running them down. Tunde, am I lying? Hallelujah. Amen. You are affirmed. You believe in yourself. And it's not useless. It's not useless motivation. This is the false motivation that we see. People try to pump you up outside divine identity. How will it work? Amen. You've not heard your name to start with. And then they are telling you, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. But it's not in the name. So every time you try, the frustration comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear a message, you just go and resign. I'm this, I'm that. Confess. And then after 1 week, and it's pastors that suffer all these things. Maybe the guest minister that even deceived you has gone back to where he came from. But the pastor, you and the pastor are looking at yourselves every Sunday, and you are expecting him to do magic, to do something. Maybe he even told you don't resign. The pastor is not in the spirit. But you know, when people resign like that, there's always a day of reckoning. The eye would clear. Some people will tell you it's the calling. Some people say it's the calling. I heard of a lady, had a very good job. She resigned. Everybody was begging her. She resigned. And then after some time, she became real life story. She became so hungry that she started begging the people she was working with before. Now you know that cannot be God. Amen. What I don't want to serve that type of God. Because anything you are calling, you call a calling, there will be witnesses. Be careful of a calling that only you as seen it. Amen. At least wait for us. If you feel we're not spiritual enough, wait for us to see it. At least one or two people. At least wait for pastor to see it. So that when the challenges come, we can. But if you go and jump like that, if you call me, I won't pick up. Amen. Hallelujah. So you must hear your name. You are honorable. Hallelujah. And it must form the core of everything that you do. Hallelujah. Many of you are committed to this church, because every time you, and that's how you know, that's one of the ways that you know that you should even belong to a church, for example. It's not everywhere you see church that you enter. When you say that man spoke to my spirit, what are you saying? You are saying that what God calls me, when he was speaking, there was a witness. And the energy that flows from there, it is unquantifiable. And that's how we step into portions. There's no ambition anywhere. Amen. That's the difference between the holy ambition and the one that is not holy. The Bible says, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. If you look at that word vainglory, it speaks of, you know, politics when they are doing campaign. It speaks of people. So it means that in that Philippian church, there were people campaigning. They had factions. So Pisac has his faction. You understand? Another pastor has his faction. And the church is divided. Sometimes the factions are even between the pastor and his wife. God forbid. But you know that one, the church is already going. If nothing is done immediately, we won't have anything divine. So God, only God can call your name, and only somebody that is connected to God can keep affirming you in that order. And if God has brought you in contact with such people, please don't just say, I feel like disconnecting. You understand? And most times, one of those people will be your pastor, will be your leaders, your oversight. You understand? Oversight is not just oversight. If you even look at the word English, it's not just oversight. It means that they are one of their role in your life is that they constantly supply divine perspective and divine energy. So when you get tired, and you know you get tired sometimes, you can't see anything divine. Your oversight strengthens you, and then you pick yourself up again and you run. If we're not seeing anything divine, this church will not be here today. How do we want to do it? Amen. Don't allow your natural limitations and all of that hinder what God wants to do. And I believe today somebody will hear their name and you would respond. You will not do as if you didn't hear. You will respond, and it will form the energy, the ginger with which you do all that you are doing. You understand? Some of you have heard men call you for a very, very long time. It's time to begin to hear what God calls you. Because that's the foundation for everything. If we're not having this conversation, there's no revival. Because you are still going to go back to the old name. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that change their name. They say, maybe this my name is demonic. And they change their name to another name. Thank God for you. But if that's all you do, and there's no higher divine knowledge, you are still in that problem. You've just made yourself feel good psychologically. But those self-limiting patterns will still manifest. If people, let's say you're in a family where people die at a certain age, it will still happen. All things being equal, unless you have an encounter. Amen. Again, finally, This is also the basis of encounter many times. God is either reminding you of your name, or he's introducing you. You understand? Any encounter you say you have had that did not introduce you to who you really are, it's not really that encounter. That encounter is not complete, because all of the problems in the world, this is the root, and whatever flows from here is pure, is holy, is lasting, is impactful. So you must be okay. Hallelujah. And the Lord will bless you as you meditate on this. Have you been blessed? All right. God bless you. Amen.